Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotional. Today, we will be reading from 2 Samuel 1. After the death of Saul, when David had returned from striking down the Amalekites, David remained 2 days in Ziklag. And on the third day, behold, a man came from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dirt on his head. And when he came to David, he fell to the ground and paid homage. David said to him, "Where do you come from?" And he said to him, "I have escaped from the camp of Israel." And David said to him, "How did it go? Tell me." And he answered, "The people fled from the battle. And also many of the people have fallen are dead. And Saul and his son Jonathan are also dead." Then David said to the young man who told him, "How do you know that Saul and his son Jonathan are dead?" And the young man who told him said, "By chance, I happened to be on Mount Gilboa, and there was Saul leaning on his spear. And behold, the chariots and the horsemen were close upon him. And when he looked behind him, he saw me and called to me. And I answered, 'Here I am.' And he said to me, 'Who are you?' I answered him, 'I am an Amalekite.' And he said to me, 'Stand beside me and kill me, for anguish has seized me, and yet my life still lingers.' So I stood beside him and killed him, because I was sure that he could not live after he had fallen. And I took the crown that was on his head and the armlet that was on his arm, and I have brought them here to my lord." Then David took hold of his clothes and tore them, and so did all the men who were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. And David said to the young man who told him, "Where do you come from?" He answered, "I am the son of sojourner, an Amalekite." David said to him, "How is it you were not afraid to put out your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" Then David called one of the young men and said, "Go, execute him." And he struck him down so that he died. And David said to him, "Your blood be on your head, for your own mouth has testified against you, saying, 'I have killed the Lord's anointed.'" And David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and Jonathan his son. And he said, "It should be taught to the people of Judah. Behold, it is written in a book of Jashar," he said, "'Your glory, O Israel, is slain on your high places. How the mighty have fallen. Tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in the streets of Ashkelon, lest the daughters of the Philistine rejoice, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised exult. You mountains of Gilboa, that there be no dew or rain upon you, nor fields of offerings. For there the shield of the mighty was defiled, the shield of Saul, not anointed with oil, from the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan turned not back, and the sword of Saul returned not empty. Saul and Jonathan, beloved and lovely, in life and in death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. You daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you luxurious in scarlet, who put ornaments of gold in your apparel. How the mighty have fallen in the midst of the battle. Jonathan lies slain on your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant have you been to me. Your love to me was extraordinary, surpassing the love of woman. How the mighty have fallen, and the weapons of the war perished. There is something interesting that caught my eyes right away when I was reading through this passage. In this passage, the Amalekite claimed that he killed Saul and took his crown away for David. But in the last chapter of 1 Samuel, the narrator said Saul fell upon his own sword and died. It looks like the Bible is contradicting itself. But as I pray and look up the passage on the internet, I found out there's a reason behind it. Have you ever wanted to seek benefit for yourself and say something that's not true? I think the Amalekite here in the passage is trying to do it. He thought by killing Saul and bringing the crowns to David will please him. Well, since David will be the king after Saul. Actually made a lot of sense because Saul was David's biggest enemy. He has been trying to kill David in all ways he can. And if Saul dies, he doesn't need to flee anymore and he can take the throne. But what amazed me is David's reaction when he heard the death of Saul. He wept, fasted, and commanded his person to execute the Amalekite. Instead of celebrating the death of his enemy, I was thinking, why would David react this way? And I think verse 14 answered my question. David said to him, "How is it you were not afraid to put out your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" I think the reason why David mourned for the death of his enemy is because he has the fear of the Lord in him. He knew that God anointed Saul as a king, so he's obedient to God even in the midst of being attacked by Saul. I think there are two great circumstances where one can grow in the character. One is during hardship. The other is choosing between something we think that can benefit us a lot, but it's not always God's will, and be obedient to God. I think David is a great example for the latter one. The death of Saul and receiving the crown sounded so good to his situation, but he chose to understand and follow God's way. I hope today's devotional will help us trust in God and obey God just as David did. No matter how hard the situation, our eyes will always focus on our Father's heart. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the word today. I think I'm still so amazed by David's reaction that he's not just looking at his own situation, like what could benefit him, but he's looking at you, your will, God. He mourned because you anointed Saul, and he take it so seriously, even though he was attacking by Saul so severely. God, help us to have that kind of character, to be obedient and faithful to you, that even the harsh, we are in hardship, even though there are things I would think is good but not necessarily aligned with your will, God, help us to choose to understand your heart and follow you, God. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.